which is that word of God.
Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "Go ye and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost."
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. On July 28th, 2017, my friend Pat told me that he and his wife were pregnant, and that their baby would be my godchild. On October 19th, I found out that my godchild was a baby boy, and sometime later, I was told that his name is Mark Patrick Baldwin. I began to pray for Mark long before I knew his name or that he was a boy. I prayed that the Lord would deliver him safely into this world and that he would be brought to the waters of holy baptism. Children are not born innocent. Although they are cuddly and snuggly, the old Adam is all they are born into this world with. This can cause problems for the mother and child. St. Paul reminds us of this. As in Adam, all die. So also Paul reminds us, the wages of sin is death. The sad and incomprehensible fact is that children are sinful. Not even children are exempt from the wage of sin. Yes, children can die. This is the result of their fallen and sinful nature. Take heart and hear the word of the Lord. Children can have faith and are supposed to be baptized. John the Baptist leaped for joy in his mother's womb when he heard the voice of Mary, for she had in her womb the Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world. Jesus himself also said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven." Also, St. Paul in his second letter to Timothy writes, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." Continue in what you have believed from childhood. The word childhood can also mean in utero, in the womb. "He that believes and is baptized shall be saved," Jesus said. "But whoever does not believe will be condemned." Belief and baptism save from death and from the power of the devil, but only unbelief condemns. Belief in what, though? Belief has an object, and if it has no object, then it believes nothing and does not exist. He who spoke these words is the object of faith himself. Whoever believes in Jesus as the Christ will be saved. He will also be baptized as time permits. Yes, baptism is for all people. It is not done apart from faith. Faith either exists before the baptism or is given in the baptism. You'll remember that baptism is not a simple water only, but it is the word of God, comprehended in God's command and connected to God's word. Baptism gives or profits the forgiveness of sins, deliverance from death and from the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare. Through the word of God and the water, baptism is a washing of regeneration and renewal in the Holy Ghost. This means that the old Adam is put to death, and that the new Adam arises from the water. The new Adam trusts the word of God, for he has faith. Who has a sinful nature? Let him be baptized. Who was born in sin and death? Let the new Adam rise from the water. Who is a poor, miserable sinner? Let him be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires. Who needs a new Adam? Let him emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Who is guilty of sin before they take their first breath? Let him be regenerated by the Holy Spirit. These are the qualifications for baptism. But which one was Jesus? Was he born with a sinful nature? Was he deserving of death even in his mother's womb? Is he not God's own son? Did he sin before being born? Did he sin after being born? Did he have the old Adam around his neck? Did he, the new Adam himself, need to die? And for what reason was he baptized? Hear again the words of the prophet Isaiah. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. No, Jesus did not have any sins that needed to be washed away. He was the Father's chosen, he in whom the Father delights, for there was no sin in him. He had nothing which separated him from God the Father. He did not sin, but was and is the spotless Lamb of God. The Spirit of God was upon him, as Isaiah recorded. He is the Word of God incarnate. It was necessary for him to go to the place of death under the water, to put the old Adam to death. The water of the Jordan River was a simple water only, but with the Word of God, it became a baptism. It and all waters comprehended in God's command and connected to God's Word. How else can one be given life while they are dead in the water if Christ had not been buried in the watery grave before? Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ was baptized, and he was drowned for your sake, so that your sinful nature may be put to death, and so that you also would rise from the dead. While he was in the place of death, he loved his perfection, his righteousness, his blessedness, and his eternal life there for you. He is the Word, and he was in and with the water when he was baptized. Your sins were washed away from you in the waters of holy baptism, because they were washed onto the spotless Lamb of God who came to take away your sins. He did not sin, but since in his baptism he bore the sins of the world and he was put to death because of your sins, his innocent flesh and blood were whipped, beaten, forced to carry a wooden cross to the place where he would be nailed to that very wooden beam, and was forsaken by the Father, making the once and for all sacrifice for your sins. All of this he did out of love for you. He was incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, baptized by John, betrayed by Judas, denied by Peter, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified by Roman soldiers, buried by Joseph of Arimathea, and raised from the dead on the third day, and ascended into heaven. He did this to the end that by his grace you may come to everlasting life through him. Baptism is not a symbol of your commitment to Jesus. It is not the sign of a new life free of sin. Baptism is Jesus, his forgiveness, his deliverance, and his eternal salvation, all applied to you when you were baptized, even if you couldn't understand what was going on. Baptism is the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus given to you in and with the water. It is God's doing, and for it you give thanks, because Jesus' death was your death, and his glorious resurrection and ascension are now yours. All nations are to be baptized, Jesus said. Children were delivered from bondage to Pharaoh. Jesus himself said, "He that believes and is baptized shall be saved." And as Peter reminds us, "This promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, and everyone whom the Lord calls to himself." Luke also records that Jesus said, "Let the little children come unto me, and do not hinder them, for to such belong the kingdom of God." On March 11th, 2018, My godson, Mark, was given the robe of Christ's righteousness in the waters of holy baptism. My prayers were answered, and Jesus' blood covered yet one more sinner. Yet one more Adam was put to death, and Christ's perfect life, innocent death, and glorious resurrection and ascension were applied to another new saint. By God's grace, He has not placed upon us anything which would hinder His people from regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. No decision, no choice, no age requirements. By God's grace, He is the one who decides on your baptism, and He is the one who makes the baptism efficacious. He has made His decision, and His decision was for you not to suffer death, even if it meant that His only begotten Son had to. His Son, Jesus, is the Lamb of God who is pure and holy. By His stripes you are healed, and by His baptism you are joined to Him, so that nothing can separate you from Himself. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.